You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Now, let's talk about a profession that's been struggling lately, the taxi industry. In San Francisco, you need a taxi medallion to drive a cab in the city. Just a few years ago, San Francisco was selling those little metal licenses for $250,000 apiece. Yeah, drivers considered it a solid investment. But then, hang on, Uber and Lyft showed up, and they eviscerated the taxi industry. So now a lot of drivers who bought medallions are stuck holding the debt. The city has a plan to help, but it comes at the expense of other drivers. And KALW's transportation reporter Eli Wertschafter explains.
Thanks for getting me here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that worked out very well.
Good.
I first met Saeed Mohsin in November, on the day after Thanksgiving. It was mid-afternoon, and he'd just dropped off a passenger after waiting at the airport for 3 hours.
It's a holiday, so normally it's about 2 hours wait, so it was a little more today, but this is how it is.
That was your first passenger of the day?
First passenger of the day.
Wow.
Yeah, and I got to work till midnight, and this is normal now.
These days, most travelers at SFO hop into Ubers and Lyfts. Saeed says it's mostly business travelers who use taxis now. So holidays are an especially painful time.
I don't have any credit cards left. They're all maxed out. I don't know. I mean, if this thing continues, what am I going to do?
On the dashboard of his cab, Saeed keeps what looks like a miniature license plate in a metal holder.
This is the taxi cab medallion.
Saeed has one of the 1,400 medallions in the city. And with it, he can drive a cab or lease it out to other drivers. But he says he doesn't lease his cab much now because no one wants to drive it. It's just not profitable. Saeed is from Pakistan. He says back there he was a newspaper editor.
I got my master's in literature, but somehow when I came here, I saw everybody was driving a cab.
Saeed started driving in 1990. At that time, medallions were free. But to earn one, you had to get on a wait list. And while you were on that wait list, you could still drive, but you had to lease a medallion from someone else or a company. So that's what Saeed did. But then in 2010, the city changed the rules. It said Saeed could buy a medallion, either from the city or from an older driver who wanted to retire. There was a flat price, $250,000. Saeed took the plunge. He got out loans and bought himself a medallion.
Oh, that was the happiest day of my life because I knew, this is a good money.
It was a big investment, but this was supposed to be a surefire way to own his own business.
I bought my medallion and for a couple of years was just like smiling all the way to the bank. And after that, it was nothing but downhill and crying all the way to the bank.
The timing for buying that medallion pretty much could not have been worse. A few years after San Francisco started selling medallions, Uber and Lyft swallowed most of the taxi industry. Saeed says the tipping point was 2014, when SFO opened its doors to Uber and Lyft. Now, those cars outnumber taxis in the city by something like 30 to 1.
I'm just in a tremendous amount of debt. So basically, you follow the rules and get screwed. It's a lot like Wild Wild West, before they had a gun in their hand and they made their own laws. Now they had a phone in their hand, which is a deadly combination. Why? Because it is basically hurting a poor person like me.
Over 160 drivers have defaulted on their medallion loans, according to the San Francisco Federal Credit Union, which backed those loans. The credit union is now suing the city, saying the city promised it would protect the value of the medallions, but failed to keep that promise. Kate Torin runs the part of the MTA that regulates taxis. And she says when the city started selling medallions, it didn't promise to keep out competing ride companies.
As regulators, we can't promise to maintain a monopoly or regulate other services out. So that promise was not made. And when the program started, it was a different world than where we are now.
When medallion sales began, Uber was just forming and Lyft didn't even exist. But as those companies grew, the state government declared that it had the power to regulate them, not the cities. Taxi drivers will tell you that San Francisco could do more to police ride-hailing companies if it really wanted to. K Kate Torrens says the city made recommendations to the state, but ultimately,
there are different rules that govern the operation of Uber and Lyft as compared to taxis.
But one thing San Francisco can do is regulate the airport. For the last few years, the city has been working on a plan to change the medallion system. And one of the biggest changes will happen at the airport. Starting on February 1st, drivers who bought medallions will get in a shorter pickup queue. Medallions that were given out before 1978 will be banned from the airport line completely.
Our intention is to prioritize purchase medallion holders. Those are medallion holders who have invested the most in the system, in the industry, and yet earn the least.
So we are entering the lot now.
At the San Francisco airport, Saeed takes me where passengers never go. This maze of parking lots where taxis wait around for rides. He taps his taxi ID card against a scanner to drive in.
Opens the gate, we get in there.
Picking up someone from the airport is the one reliable way for a driver to get a good fare. If you drive around the city, you might get $10, $15 a ride. But if you drive someone out of SFO, you can make $50. The only problem is how long the driver has to wait. Saeed says in the last few years, it can stretch to 5 hours on a bad day.
We are going to the third taxi lot. There are three lots, and all the taxis wait in there, turn by turn.
Saeed says that cabbies call this line the Anaconda. For purchased medallion holders like Saeed, the new rules will cut down on the wait time.
If this thing is successful, my life would get a whole lot better.
Another new reform makes it easier for Saeed to lease out his medallion to other drivers, and they would also get priority at the airport. So he might lease his cab to other drivers in the evenings instead of driving until midnight like he often does now.
I would love to stay home after 5 p.m. I have not seen 5 p.m. going home in ages.
Out of all the taxi medallions in the city, only about a third were purchased by drivers like Saeed. So the new airport rules come at the expense of the rest of medallion holders. Those drivers have been protesting. Last week, they held a rally on the steps of City Hall, with cab drivers driving by and honking their horns in support. Renata Wimiarkevich got on the wait list for a medallion in 1994. She says she just signed up at a police office for a small fee.
And the police officer, she told me, so it'll probably be a 10-year wait, but you have the medallion till you die, and it's part of your retirement. I said, okay, that's great.
She ended up waiting 15 years. Female drivers are the minority, but Renata says most of them prefer working the airport to driving in the city.
It's a safer feeling, especially for the women, to work the airport. We have the business people, the tourists.
But she says if the new rules mean that she'll have to wait like 4 hours every time she goes to the airport, she'll just give up and work the city.
I don't know how the other girls are going to handle it. You know, if they're going to stick it out 4 hours. So it'll knock out the female drivers from the airport.
The city's process of deciding how to change the rules at the airport has stuck a wedge between drivers who bought their medallions and drivers who didn't, like Renata.
They think that we're the freeloaders, and we're not. We put in many years to earn it.
But Renata isn't mad at the drivers who bought medallions. She feels like they got swindled by the city.
I feel so sorry. I don't know. They're starving. They're having a really bad time.
Renata thinks the city should just buy back their medallions. That's an idea that's been catching on with drivers who bought their medallions and with some drivers who haven't. Renata says she even asked Kate Torren, the city taxi director, about it.
And so I finally asked her at the last meeting I went to. I said, Kate, why doesn't the city give the money back? She says, there's no proposal. I said, oh my gosh, make a proposal.
Kate Torren says it hasn't been proposed because the cost would be millions and millions of dollars, cutting into the budget for transit. But where we are now, it's drivers like Saeed who have to pay for the medallion's collapse.
Yeah, I would love the MTA to buy back the medallion and give my money back.
But since the city has no plans to do that, he's just glad to get more access at the airport.
we might be able to recover our losses. Maybe not smile all the way to the bank. Maybe smile halfway to the bank.
The new airport rules start on Friday, February 1st. If you're a passenger at the airport, you probably won't notice a difference. Unless you get picked up by Saeed, in which case, you might see a smile on his face. In San Francisco, I'm Eli Wirtschafter for Cross Currents.
Eli is KLW's transportation reporter. Email him at transportation@klw.org.